Welcome to another episode of the Roughly Related to Reselling podcast. My name is Perry Phillips. I go by Pothead Picker on Instagram. So I'm back with another week of reselling adventures. Sorry, I'm just getting my... Okay, I don't have anything. I was making sure I didn't have anything to talk about. This should be the second episode with video. Notice a different setup. Sometimes I'll be on the couch, sometimes I'll be here. Sometimes there's too much shit on the table to do it here. Just being honest. But it just happened to be cleaned off because I just got back from vacation. So, like I said before I left, that we like to clean up before we go. We didn't actually get a great job of cleaning up. We really ran out of time. So, like, the house is kind of a mess. More than I like it to be when we get back. But I had a few marketplace sales right off the bat, so I'll talk about those in a minute. I'll lead up to, because we went to Vegas this past weekend, so I'll lead up to Vegas, and then I'll talk about how I did in Vegas. All right, I guess we'll get right into it. Last weekend... I don't think I would have had time to do a podcast after Saturday because we were heading to Vegas. I might have done one. Did I do one? I don't know. I'll tell the story again just in case. I can't remember. I don't think I had time, but I probably did. But who knows? So anyway, it's not like a crazy good story. I just went to an estate. I did tell it because it was the sale last week that I went to before, the week before we went. I don't know when it was. I'm all over the place. Sorry. I'm just still fucking fried from Vegas. So it was the sale that I went to with the records. So I stopped for gas. That was the thing that I said that you never want to do because, you know, then you could fucking miss out. So I stopped for gas on the way to the sale. And, that extra 5 minutes, man, I could have, like, gotten every single record that was there. But instead, I had to split them because I got there and somebody came up right behind me. So anyway, got the records. And I put them up online for, like, $1,000. There was, like, 100 and something of them, but they were all, like, pretty good value. But I always put up a bigger number, and then people can negotiate. So, I had a few people say they were going to come take a look, and then I just got sick of dealing with it. I had already had an offer of $500 from a woman I had met from previous free records that I got. So I hit her up and I said, hey, like, I'm going out of town tomorrow. If you want, I'll meet you at $600 for these records, and we can do it today, and I can come meet you like halfway. That way you don't have to drive all the way here, and that way I can sell them before I go. And she was like, yeah, that works. So I sold them for $600, paid $200 for the records, but I also paid for, so there was like another set of records that I had taken out because it was a Gremlins, these little Gremlins records. So I put those separate in a lot. So I still have those to sell. And I also have like some gaming books, and I was looking them up before. They're like, you know, like not Dungeons and Dragons, but Dungeons and Dragons style games. And so each one went between like $20 and $40. So that's on top of the, you know, the 600. So we got the 200 back already for everything. And then we still have some stuff from that sale to sell. That was a pretty good sale. Sorry for the sniffling. It's, you know, it just never ends. So yeah, that was like nice. That was right before Vegas. So I was like, all right, we'll do that. And then I had a pretty good weekend for eBay while I was gone. So, you know, I sold a few things. I had a package that I did a missing mail search for forever ago. And they sent me an email. The USPS sent me an email. It was like, yeah, go ahead and place the claim on Monday. So I forgot and did it on Tuesday. And then yesterday, they were like, oh, the claim, I tried to reach out to send a refund for the package after already submitting the insurance claim, and it was like, oh, you can't submit a refund because the funds are on hold, blah blah blah. So I reached out to eBay and they were like, oh, you just have to wait because the package shows is being rescanned and it's still on its way. So they found this fucking package, I think. I don't know. They found it once before, but it was in Arizona. Last time I checked, a couple hours ago. It's like a $70 poster. Who knows if it's still in one piece. It was went all over the friggin' country. And so now, I'm just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen, if it's actually going to show up. But I did the insurance claim, so I don't know if they're going to call me a liar and be like, no, this isn't. But they told me to do the insurance claim, you know what I mean? It wasn't like I just did it. I did it because they told me to. So anyway, now, I sold that right before. So that was nice. It was like a nice $600 cash influx like the day before going to Vegas. And then we left. And so then Vegas was nice. There was a lot of yard sales. I was looking before. But the problem was, like, a few of the ones that I went to were like people that you could tell do them all the time. So it was like just people who do yard sales like professionally, but they do them like regularly and they post ads regularly. We have a few of them here, but obviously I know which ones are the ones that do that because I've already been to them. So I had to kind of be very particular about which sales I went to. Plus, I didn't have a ton of space left in my bag. We went to one estate sale on Friday, and I need to post the pictures on Instagram. I'm so fucking terrible at that. I took a bunch of pictures to put on Instagram, and I just never put them on there. And I've been doing them on stories because it's way faster and just easier for me to do now. And even then, I can't even fucking manage to do it. So anyway, we leave on. So Thursday was the day that we were arriving in Vegas. So we got the kids up crazy early. We packed the car. We like were on it. We packed the car before we went to bed. So the car was ready. Like everything was ready. There wasn't a thing we needed except for like two toothbrushes that we needed. And I think we even brought spare toothbrushes. I forget. I think that was, we got everything. Just get up, brush our teeth. We didn't even brush the kids' teeth. We were like, fuck it. They're babies. You know what I mean? Like their breath does smell sometimes in the morning. I'm like, not like bad, but like, you know, like human breath. And so get them up, we fucking get going, and we get in the car, we get to, so we had to do drive close to Boston to this, it's called like Logan Express. So it's like a bus, it takes you on the bus. We got there just in time, not necessarily, we probably could have taken a later bus, but just in time for that bus. Got our stuff on the bus, got our parking spot. Like, there was a ton of cars at the parking lot because you can leave your car overnight there. So then we get on the bus and it's packed at this point. So, you know, the girls sit with my wife, they find one, like the last seat, and I have to sit like, you know, behind them. And I think I took one of the girls maybe. So you take the bus, then we get from the bus to the airport. So once you get your shit into the airport, that's like the easy part, you know what I mean? Or the hard part, like that's the hardest part. I don't think going through security, that's easy, you know what I mean? I'm a pro with, I wear, whenever I fly, this is what I wear. I wear fucking basketball shorts, unless I'm going somewhere cold, then I'll wear sweatpants, but like they've got to be sweatpants that aren't too hot. I get, my legs get fucking crazy hot, so most of the times it's just basketball shorts. So I'll wear basketball shorts with some easy to put back on shoes, you know, no belt, nothing like that, no fucking jacket, no hoodie, nothing. It's just, you know, I'll wear a fanny pack, so all my shit's in the fanny pack. I don't give a fuck how I look, so I put my phone, my wallet, my keys, everything's in the fanny pack. It just goes right in the fucking machine. We know where all the laptops and tablets are. We get in, we get out. That shit's easy. But getting all the luggage, man, that shit, especially after you've been traveling, like once at the beginning, you're like, all right, I got some energy, you get that shit, boom, it's gone. It's not your responsibility. So it's like, all right, until you get back to baggage claim at the next place, and then you got to get that shit. And something happened to us that has never happened before. We just got a bag out of a storage unit. And so we were like, fuck it. We're not going to buy an extra luggage. It's in good shape. It's ugly as shit. It's like this ugly olive green. It was like Swiss Tech or some shit. So we get to that baggage claim and we grab, that bag comes first. So we grab it and we're like, my wife's like, I don't know if this is ours. And there's like a tag on it with like a picture of a black guy. And it wasn't like, I don't know if it looked like a real estate agent's like card or something. So I didn't know. I was like, is that ours? Like, so my wife kind of opened it a little bit and she's like, no, it's not ours. So we throw that back on. I'm just like, okay, hopefully nobody saw that. So then our bags all come. Everything was smooth. Like everything was really smooth. And then when we had to go get the rental car, you had to take a shuttle from the airport to the rental car. So that was kind of like, all right, well, fuck. Like we weren't expecting that. So up until then, even there was like a little bit of a delay with the flight and everything else. And like, you know, even with all that stuff, it was still pretty chill. So we get there, we get our shit, and then we get outside and there's this giant line like going across the street waiting for the shuttle. We've got the two kids, we've got all these bags. So I'm trying to follow as closely to my wife as I can. And there's like one point where she's up ahead of me and there's this couple behind us. And so as the line starts moving, people are just like, you know, going, shooting past me. So I'm trying to stay with her. And so like this couple, it was an older couple, it's like an older black dude. And they're trying to get by me, but I'm like trying to keep up with my wife. And we were ahead of them by a while. You know what I mean? She was letting people go because we were trying to stay together. And so he starts talking shit. And I don't think he thought I was going to say anything, but I lived with black people in Oakland, so I don't give a fuck. I'll say whatever to whoever, whatever. So he's like, says some shit about me, like just trying to like, you know, I forget which word he used, but basically like push my way in front of them, which I wasn't really. I was just trying to stay with my wife, and they just kept trying to, you know, force themselves past us. So his wife was actually like playing with my baby at the time of him bitching. And so I just like looked at him and I was like, well, I'm trying to stay with my family. Like that's, we're up here. You know what I mean? And so his wife just kind of like, she got in the middle of it with him and like basically like took him, because he was like, oh, that doesn't change the fact that blah, blah, blah. And she basically was like, no. Because I had a ton of shit too. You know what I mean? I was ready to cuss his ass out. He's on vacation. It's just him and his wife. They're retired. Like, you've probably done this by the looks of it. You're probably a dude who's had kids. Like, so he just didn't want, he was just being a bitch. So that was kind of lucky. You know what I mean? She just like took him out of that situation and de-escalated it, because I was, and then we had to stand in line with them like the rest of the time. And he was doing this really annoying whistling noise. And I swear he was fucking doing it passive aggressively. But I was like, you know what? I don't even give a shit. Just get on this bus. Then once you get the rental car, it'll be all good. Then we get to the rental car. And at this point, I'm starting to like, you know, I'm like over it a little bit. I just want to sit down in a seat that's not like fucking crunched up together and just get somewhere and then have a beer. You know what I mean? I'm ready to chill. And so we finally get to the rental car and I'm trying to put the car seats in, and they're like two car seats we never use. And now I know why we don't use them. We just brought them so we didn't have to take the other car seats out. And it would have been much easier if I just taken our car seats out, because I know how to use those ones. I use them all the time. So we couldn't get these fucking car seats in. It took me forever to get the car seats in. Finally get them in. We get in the car and like both the girls fall asleep as we get to the place to eat. I'm like, fuck. Or one of the girls fell asleep. The other girl fell asleep at one point. And so then we had to wait for her to get a little bit of a nap so we could go in and get a beer. And then finally we got inside and fucking sat down and got a beer. So that was the first day. I mean, by the time we got there, it was like the afternoon. Then we went down to like Fremont Street, and cause my friends were there and they wanted to get, one of them wanted to get White Castle. It's fucking gross. He even admitted to me that they were gross. I'm just like, this is fucking disgusting. So it was as gross as I remembered. And so then Friday I hit an estate sale. So now to the reselling part. Sorry, that was all the travel and parenting bullshit. But we made it. That was like, you know, it was pretty smooth despite like, you know, towards the end it started to come apart a little bit. And then went to an estate sale on Friday and got there later than I wanted to, but pretty much I don't think there was really anybody who there was some stuff that had gotten taken. So I got like a cool vintage sweatshirt, nothing crazy. It's probably like a $30 sweatshirt. I got like a vintage t-shirt. It was just like a vintage Cub Scouts t-shirt, probably again, like $12 to $15 t-shirt. Maybe not even that, might even just end up in the yard sale pile. But then I got a couple of Kevin Smith VHSs. Dogma was there. For some reason, I thought Dogma was worth a lot more than it is. But the VHS is worth about like $15, but they're all, it's in great shape. So I got like Dogma, Clerks, and Mallrats. So those are actually pretty cool. I'd be tempted to keep them, but I don't feel like I'm going to keep a VCR around to watch them anytime soon. So I got those, and then I got, there's like a couple, I had misread it. I thought it said 10 for $6 or something like that, but it was like six for $10 for the DVDs. She mischarged me anyway, and it ended up being less than we both thought. So I don't, it was, I was very confused by their pricing, and then it wasn't even their fault. It was just my fault. So I got a couple of DVDs because I was trying to get to like 10, but most of them were actually decent. I got like Robot Chicken, things I can lot up. I got what else did I get? I don't know, a couple more, but basically just like a little stack. I got Army of Darkness, I got some anime one, and then yeah. So then I went to, then that day we basically just chilled in the pool. Kids swam all day, they were having a blast, but they were like, man, they were miserable towards the end of the day. My oldest didn't nap. You know what I mean? We didn't really force the issue because she was playing and like we felt bad because the day before, but we kind of like should have forced her to like actually lay down, because the next day we forced her to lay down and she, or yeah, the next day we forced her to lay down and she actually like laid down and napped. So yeah, then the next day, so that day was cool. I don't even remember what we did. I think we stayed in, we went to dinner and then we came back and stayed in because everybody went, they went to like a show. And so me and my wife actually hung out that night. We tried to stay up for them coming back from the show. We missed them by like 5 minutes. We went inside to go to bed and they came back like 5 minutes after that. So, but anyway, the next day I got up early, everybody's sleeping, and I did my gambling, which is fucking, it's not really gambling when you know what you're doing. But I went out to yard sales. There's a few community sales. So I put like 10 to 15 in my phone and I tried to do ones that were kind of close-ish in the, or like a little bit further away, and then work my way back and hit as many as I could. But I was trying to also avoid, like, you know, I didn't know where the traffic would be or what. So hit a few of them. The first one I went to, I got, what the hell did I get? They had like some jeans with the tags still on them. So she wanted $10 a piece. I guess some guy had asked about him before me. And she told him 10 a piece too, and he walked away. And so she told me 10 a piece, and I was like, would you do 10 for the pair if I buy them both? She was like, yeah, sure. She's like, just take it quickly, because I told that guy 10 each. I'm like, all right, well, he didn't fucking ask for a discount. You know what I mean? Like, that's his problem. So I got those. I should do well on those. And then I got at the next sale, I got like a Star Wars Black Series figure for pretty cheap. I got these Lulu LaRue Kermit the Frog pants. I couldn't remember if that brand sells well. I don't know. Just, I might get a couple bucks for them. They might end up in the yard sale pile. They were like a buck. And then at the next sale was probably the best stuff I found. I found a Play It Loud series Game Boy, which is the original Game Boy, but red. And then it came with, it had like the case from the store. So it has like the matching serial number. So it's like the store display case, the plastic one. So I don't know, those might be pretty rare because I don't think they were supposed to give you that when you got the actual game. So it's got like the insert and everything. And then it's, I've got like an empty Game Boy box, as well as like a one of the car chargers or whatever with the box. So there's a couple of the boxes with it. And then there's an empty Legend of Zelda box. I was so pumped. I thought they all had the stuff in them, and he came out and like none of it had it in it. So the Zelda was empty, but I have a copy of Zelda somewhere I was going to throw in it and keep it. But Yeah, so then that was probably the best stuff that I found. And then it came with like another bag. So I should do pretty well on that stuff. And then I found some Goosebumps VHS, nothing crazy. So I don't think I'll make like a crazy amount of money. I'll probably make a couple $100, but still, you know, it's money back from the vacation that we necessarily weren't going to get. And then I gambled that night and I didn't do well. I think I only spent like $60. I got to the point where I was too drunk to gamble before I started gambling. And I just, you know, once I get to that point, luckily I know I'm not like the one of those people that's like, oh, let me keep it going. You know what I mean? After about $40, I'm like, all right, I'm too fucked up to do this right now. You know what I mean? I just start doing like the guy, we were playing craps and the guy's like, yeah, you shouldn't do that. You're betting against yourself. I was like, okay, buddy, let it roll. Like, you know more than me. Played it like 3 times. I don't know any of the rules. And so, of course, I lost money. So, yeah, once I get to that point where I'm just, like, confident for no reason about something I've never done before, I just have to call it a day and call it quits. So that was Saturday. Sunday, we went out. We had some friends watch the baby monitors. I took the kids back Saturday by myself and got them all ready for bed. And then once they were down, I went out and, you know, smoked some weed, fucking drank, and then once our friends got back, I got an Uber and went downtown. The Uber was so quiet on the way down. The guy was just listening to like this weird 80s soft rock. It was, I don't even know what the fuck it was. And so it's just me and him sitting in silence. I was on drugs, so I was like a little bit in my own fucking world. So then I got down there and then, you know, met up with my friends. But then the Uber ride back was obviously like with everybody, and it was the loudest Uber. It was like complete opposite Uber rides. So I went to this nightclub. I haven't been to a nightclub since, I don't even remember. It's been, I don't know. It's probably been since before I was 21. Like, I stopped going to nightclubs pretty early on. We just never went to nightclubs. We went to bars and shit. But I went to nightclubs occasionally. And it was like, it was usually when before you were 21, we would go to Providence, Rhode Island. Because for some reason, you could just get into bars more in Providence if you knew certain people. So we would do that. And so that's probably like the last time I've been to clubs. So it was interesting to be in a club as an adult and like see how everything going down. And there's these dudes, they were, I don't know what the fuck they were doing. They were up to no good. They were like, there's 3 of them and they kept talking. There was this one white dude and then 2 black dudes. And they would like go up to each other and talk and talk. And then they would like kind of disperse. And I'm like, all right, maybe they're like looking for chicks. Maybe, you know, but it was just kind of weird. They would like kind of like talk and game plan and then like walk off. And so one of the times they did that, there was a bag. It was my wife's purse and a couple of the other girls that were with us. They put their purse on this couch and there's nobody sitting there. And so the couch was like facing away from the dance floor. And so I was facing towards the couch watching the purses. And so I see them like do that, talk really, you know, for a minute. And then the white dude like walks over directly to where the purses are. So it's like you can see, you know, that it's kind of like he's blocking it or whatever. And so, and I see the other guy kind of looking towards him. So I tell my wife, I'm like, hey, go get your purses and fucking get them off. Like, go give them to the older dude that was with us that was sitting on the couch. So she went and gave it to them, this older couple that was there. And they ended up hanging on to it. So then after that, they disappeared. And then they showed back up again. And so somebody in our group thought that they were trying to roofie one of the girls that was with us because they like brought a full drink over and left it. And the one guy, there was like a white dude who was like acting like he was fucked up the whole time, but he never had a drink. So yeah, they were definitely trying to do something to somebody. I don't know what the fuck they were trying to do. And so one of us brought up the drink up to the bartender and was like, yeah, we think those dudes are trying to roofie it, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. So it was fun. Then we went up to the rooftop. Those dudes had left. You know, everybody had their shit safe. So we started partying again. And then we were walking back trying to find the Uber. And we stopped at like Steak and Shake. because I was so hungry. And that was probably, the food was terrible in Vegas, but the best stuff we had was like the In-N-Out, which I've had In-N-Out before, but, and then the Steak and Shake, which I've never had Steak and Shake. So that was like probably the two bombest shit we ate. We like, well, I was super drunk for the Steak and Shake. Like that was like the last stop before the Uber home. And then the In-N-Out we got during the day, like on Friday while we were all hanging out at the pool, I went and got a bunch of In-N-Out for everybody. And so it was, yeah, it was pretty fun. And we didn't spend as much money as I thought we would. Like, obviously, like, dinner was expensive. And hold on a second. Obviously, dinner's expensive. And, like, you know, just supplies for the house, like beer and shit. But I think they said we spent under $400 between, like, for, like, 16 people just for the weekend. You know what I mean? That's including, like, snacks, food, you know what I mean? Plus, I mean, people got extra shit on top of that. So, yeah. And then Sunday was, like, the day we were all hungover because we all went out that Saturday night. So I wasn't even going to think about going to any yard sales that day. Plus, I was running out of room. Like, we just barely fit everything that we got. And so then, yeah, the trip back was like, Sunday night we went out to dinner and went with our friends. And we should have, like, figured out the exact plan before we went out, but we just kind of went with it. And so then we ended up having to walk a pretty far way to get back to the car. We took a bus even. And then it took us forever to get back to where we needed to go. And we had to go like over a bunch of bridges, up and down elevators with homeless people in them, like with the kids. It was just exhausting. So then we get home, we get the kids to bed, and got up at like, again, it was another early ass flight. So I think we got the kids out the door at 3 a.m. Of course, they didn't really sleep on this flight. The first flight, they slept most of the way. So that was nice. But the second flight wasn't so lucky. So it was still pretty smooth, but we did end up getting stuck. Like, there was a long-ass delay. And then we got to the next flight. And, again, all the bus drivers are, like, dicks, too. Like, every bus driver we encountered was, like, not at all sympathetic. They just saw a ton of luggage, like I was just bringing a ton of luggage because, you know what I mean? We're just like this high maintenance thing, but it's like, it was one bag was the kids. One was mine. One was my wife. And then we brought an extra one for like, I think it was like a mattress for the kids to sleep in or something that we packed with other stuff, like any extra shit we got. So, and then we had like the car seat. So that's what made it like, you know what I mean? So instead of being like sympathetic and being like helpful, they were just like, go fuck yourself. Why are you making me deal with all this shit? You know what I mean? Like, meanwhile, I'm thinking the same thing. Like, why the fuck do I have to deal with all this shit? And it's because, you know, of my poor life choices. No, I'm just kidding. I love my family. And so that ride, so then we get back to the airport. The shuttle's not as bad, you know, because we're prepared this time. We, like, kind of know what they're going to ask us to do. We get everything ready. And then, yeah, it was just a long ass day. We got back to the car. So we left our place on the West Coast at 3 a.m. We got back to the car at like 7:15 p.m. on the East Coast. So it was a long ass day. Finally found the car. Couldn't find the car. And then my daughter was just like, she started having a meltdown. Like, I don't blame her, you know what I mean? It was a long fucking day. So she started having a meltdown about something. And at the time, I couldn't find the ticket to get us the fuck out of there. So then I started having a meltdown. So then I had to, like, I felt so bad, you know what I mean? I apologized. I'm like, sorry. I gave her a hug. I'm like, sorry. I shouldn't have done that. Blah, 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 blah. But that was, like, luckily, that was the only, like, incident we had the entire weekend, you know what I mean, where somebody blew up. And it was after like two long days of travel, obviously, and then, like, you know, just the whole weekend. So while I feel bad, you know, and I just hope I didn't fucking traumatize, it wasn't like, you know, screaming at her, I just was like, dude, just like telling her to stop fucking screaming, because she was just screaming about whatever the fuck she was screaming about. I think she wanted a color. I was like, dude, you just colored for like 2 hours. We're just going to chill in the car. We'll sing songs. And she just would not have it. I should have just given her the crayons, but it was just like one of those moments where I was like looking for shit, trying to find stuff, trying to get the car packed, trying to get the fuck out of there. And so, yeah, then we couldn't find the ticket. And this is how fucking retarded I am. Like 2 days ago or yesterday, I found the ticket after like looking forever. It was right in my wallet, right above my license. Put it right there where I could see. Like a fucking idiot. Went through my whole wallet, didn't see it, and then like found it yesterday. So, yeah, that was fun. So that was a lot of wasted time for nothing. We finally get back to the house, and I don't think the kids got to bed until like almost 9:30. So, but they slept in the next day. We let them sleep in because it was like such a long day. But yeah, I don't think I would go back to Vegas as a parent again. I know I said I was going to try to podcast when I was out there, but I was like, I'm not going to bring this shit. I'm not going to have time. I barely had time to do anything. You know what I mean? You're just constantly like, because you're not at your house. So you can't just like, you don't have the same luxuries that you have at your house, like baby gates and this, that, and the other. And so you just kind of have to go with the flow and figure out how the fuck you're going to get these kids occupied for the next like few hours without just putting them in front of a screen. Because, I mean, that's what something you could do. But luckily, there was a bunch of people there. You know, our friends had younger kids that were like 21, 22, 23, that age. So they were really good with the kids. My friend's daughter was given our oldest swim lessons. She gives swim lessons and shit. So it was fun. They had a blast. It was absolutely an awesome time. We had a good time. I mean, the Vegas part, they could have taken, you know what I mean? They had fun just because we were all partying, not partying, but we're like, you know, we're walking around drinking and, you know, having a good time. So they're having a good time. We're like showing them people dancing and fun stuff, people watching. So they had a good time. But yeah, I can't see myself like, if we didn't have that many people there to help, you know, I was like, I wouldn't just go, me and my wife with just our kids. It would have been a nightmare. It would have fucking sucked. So, yeah, now we're like, look on to the next trip. So I don't know what the fuck we're going to do next. We want to drive for the next one. The plane is for the birds. That was like, oh, and the first one we had like this 80-year-old fucking flight attendant who was telling jokes, and they were, they weren't great. There was like one, just an example of one that I remember was like, if I catch you smoking in the plane, I'll be smoking, like, I guess smoking mad. I don't know what the fuck she was trying to say. So yeah, that was like, that started our trip, was that lady's comedy. So, but we had a really good time. I bought donuts for everybody on Saturday on the way back from the yard sales. So those were really bomb donuts. It was funny, the ones that were left, you know, the donuts that people just don't appreciate or don't like. It's like the cinnamon, there was like two cinnamon donuts. I don't even know why the fuck they put them in there. Nobody ever eats them. So it's like two cinnamon donuts. One with like some type of white shit on it. I don't know what it was, like anthrax or cocaine or something. And like a Kreller that was just like half eaten, you know what I mean? So that's like all that was left, but everybody ate everything else. I got 2 dozen donuts. They weren't even 2 dozen, it was like 13. It's 13 donuts in each box. And yeah, so those were pretty bomb. But the food overall was, and I guess it was probably where we went. We had a friend, the group wanted to go to Dick's Last Resort on Friday. And I fucking hate Dick's Last Resort. I hate the whole shtick of like, we don't like you, and you know what I mean? Because it's like, I don't know. I worked restaurant for a long time, and we really did fucking hate you. You know what I mean? Most of the time. Sometimes there's tables that were cool. You know what I mean? But it's like, just to have to pretend that every table is just like the most obnoxious. And then you're trying to ask for something, and they have to like respond shittily. And it's just, it's such a stupid, and the food sucks. Like, I could see if the food was good. You're like, all right, we were going to put up with this fucking experience, and the food's really good, but the food is absolute dog shit. Absolute dog shit. And then they put those stupid condom things on your head. I don't know what the fuck they're supposed to be. The paper things, and they write the thing. Some of them are funny. Some of them, it's just like, I bet they just have a book back there that they fucking go through. And I don't think they're allowed to curse. I don't know. I don't know if they're allowed to curse or not, but I'm not a fan of dicks. I don't like the one that's in Boston. I don't like the one that's in Vegas. I wouldn't go to that restaurant. We went there one time with like a group of people, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's so funny. I'm like, it's not. It's really not. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a fucking curmudgeon, but it's like any theme restaurant, like, I don't know. Because I know what you're doing in the back. You know what I mean? I know you're doing drugs and smoking weed and smoking cigarettes, and you're just like waiting for the shift to end so you guys can get fucked up together. And so, yeah, so like, I know it's like it's supposed to be an act, but I don't know why it bothers me so much. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so the food sucked there. That was terrible. And then the Saturday night, where the fuck did we go? Oh, Saturday night was the night we were just walking around and fucked up. So I think we just went to like a little taco spot. And it was all right. It wasn't like the best. It was good because we were drunk. And then Sunday we did the buffet at Circus Circus. And again, it was you know what I mean? It's a buffet, so you can get a lot of it. And there's like enough stuff that's like, it's hard to fuck up certain things. So I just got some stuff there, you know. My wife was bitching about it too, and I'm like, you're the one who told them to do the cheaper buffet, you stupid. We could have done the more expensive buffet and it would have been a little bit better, I'm sure. Like, and she's like, yeah, I guess you're right. So anyway, yeah, that was the trip. We're glad to be back. But then right when I got back, so we got back on Monday, like later in the day, I had this train set that I had put up on Craigslist for like $450. So this guy hit me up and was like wanting to come down from like another state. It was like a 2-hour drive. So I was like, all right, you know, he's like, I could come tomorrow. I'm like, all right, you know. So I lined him up for like 11 a.m. And then I had another guy who has bought for me before who wanted to pick up this Lego bundle that I had on Facebook. And so he came at like 9. And I actually almost missed him. It was like 8:50 he showed up. And I heard the dog barking. And I woke up at like 8:49 because it was the day after we had got back from vacation. And so I just didn't set an alarm. I was like, all right, whatever. I'll wake up. You know what I mean? I didn't expect to sleep until almost 9. If that dog didn't start barking, I wouldn't have even heard this dude coming down the street. It's my mom's dog. So I ran downstairs fucking first thing in the morning, got clothes on, ran downstairs, grabbed the Legos, walked outside, handed it to him. The dude handed me $220. See you later. How you doing? Bye-bye. Peace out. Go back in the house. A couple hours later, went up the street, met this dude at this little, there's a little like restaurant up the street that I meet people at. So I don't have to, some people, you know what I mean? This guy I met just because he kept blowing me up a little bit. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't want this guy to know where I live. So I just meet him up the street at a separate location. If people seem sketchy on Marketplace, I do that too. You know what I mean? And so I end up selling it to him. So I sold it to him for $400. So it was $620. And then I had a pretty decent day on eBay. It was like $200 to $300 on eBay. So like, those are the days I need, man. I used to have days like that all the time, but I was just doing that stuff on eBay. So I kind of am into what I'm doing right now. My wife's liking it too. We're getting a little bit more money consistently, so I'm able to like pay shit off a little bit quicker, and then I'll have cash in my hand. So we've kind of started doing a little bit higher priced items, bigger items, and doing them on Marketplace. Just because it's, you know, it is nice to have that money. And then on the next day, on Wednesday, I had somebody buy a bicycle that was in, it was like a, I don't know why I said bicycle. It's a fucking Mongoose BMX bike, baby. But it's like, you know, for a kid, a younger one. And so that I sold for $85. So that was nice, you know, right, bang, 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 getting home from vacation and getting a bunch of cash right away. And then I got some money on eBay sitting in my account, so that went through. So I still have that fucking poster that I sold, the Pulp Fiction poster. It's still, like, just, that's the one. I try to refund the buyer, and it's still just, it's still on hold, $83. And so, yeah, hopefully it gets there, and just, I'm over it. I'm over waiting. It's been a long, long, long time. So then, yeah, the rest of the week, I'm trying to think if I've been doing, so I had some orders to ship, pack and ship, obviously, when I got back. Cleared some space in the area that I work in. We got a friend coming out, like, next week, so I'm going to have him help me get that place completely ready to go, organized. Yeah, ready to go 3 years later, fucking 4 years later. Almost five. It's been almost 5 years. 4 years. I don't know. Time just has been going so fast. So, yeah. And then I brought the mushrooms to Vegas. I'm fucking all over the place. Brought the mushrooms to Vegas. I only ended up doing, like, one. Like, it was just, like, a little meanie-looking mushroom, like, fucking little fat boy with a head and a stem. And I just ate that one, and I felt pretty good, you know what I mean? I got pretty fucking fucked up, like, not to the point of, like, you know. And so that was the only time I did mushrooms. I didn't do it again, you know what I mean? I didn't want to do them when I was walking around with my kids, and I thought I'd have more time and just, you know, underestimated the, again, amount of time that it would take with kids to do shit. So I brought the mushrooms back. So, yeah, I flew back and forth across the country with mushrooms, allegedly. And now I'm back. I'm going to Are You Garbage, the podcast, on the 27th. So that's like a week from Saturday, I think. Saturday is 420. What? I'm going to be celebrating it by smoking the same amount of weed that I always do. The weed store is having a like a party of some sort. Hold on, I just gotta check and see if my, I know I made it almost the whole way. Okay, she's all right. I just wanted to make sure I still had some time. I should be all right with this kid. This kid, like, is pretty good about sleeping, but she's moving around right now. So I might have to put the music on here in a second. I don't know. Let me see if she's going to wake up. Hopefully she's still sleeping. I'm sure this is the favorite part of everybody in the podcast. It's like somebody's going to be like, can't wait till I get an editor so they can edit that shit out. I used to edit the podcast. It just fucking takes too long. Sit there and listen and fucking, I just don't have time. So it just stays in as is. All right, I'm putting the music on. Hold on a second. I got to do it. She popped her head up. That's when you put the music on. Put that baby right back to bed. There you go. Put your face down. There you go. So, yeah, been watching the new X-Men 97. That show is pretty dope. I watched the old one when I was a kid. So it was one of my favorites. I think I talked about the episode I watched when I was sick. I just sit, like, laid there on the couch. I was sick, so I didn't feel like doing shit. And I'm rarely sick, but so when I'm sick, I make sure, like, I'm like, all right, I'm going to fucking take a day, you know, and recover and rest. And so that's what I did and watched X-Men 97. So, and then I just watched, I'm all caught up right now. So I just watched, like, one of the episodes on the plane. So that was cool. Like, just getting all fucking hyped up on the plane. We slept for the first leg. Then I woke up and I was like, all right, it was like, you know, when you wake up on a plane and it's sunny and it's like, all right, it's time to get it going, you know? And so, yeah, I watched that. I forget which episode number it was, like 4 or 5. And so that got me hyped. That was pretty dope. And we just started Fallout. That makes me want to play Fallout. The only Fallout I've played is 4, and it gets a, like, I don't know. A lot of people say that they don't like that one, but I don't, that's the only one I've played, and it's, you know, it was engaging for me. I really liked it. Oh no, the kid's getting up. I'm fucking out of time. Go back to sleep, please. So it's I enjoy the fourth one. I don't know why what the problem people have with it is, but I might start playing it again after watching the show. So I've been enjoying the show. And then what else have we just... We're still trying to finish that fucking abomination that is Orange is the New Black. The last season has just been really hard to watch. And not in like a, oh my God, they're so, you know, they're so progressive. Like, it's just, it's so... It was done during a time when, like, the country was so politically divided that it's just, like, clear propaganda and, like, it's just so over-the-top, ridiculous, you know, slanted one way. And, again, I'm right down the middle, man. I don't have a stake on either. I hate both sides equally. I think we need to get rid of that whole thing. But it was just funny trying to watch that show. And you're like, it's been, we're still on the last episode. I'm like, I don't even know if I need to finish it at this point. But I just, we've been laughing a lot and not for like the haha, the jokes or the fun. That's funny writing. It's just, it's painfully funny because of they thought that this was like, I don't know, compared to the first few seasons. But I think it's the same creator as Weeds. And the first few seasons of Weeds were really good. And then it just went down the toilet. But I don't think it like went down the toilet for the same reason. It was just, yeah. So anyway, that's just some of the shit we're watching. Yeah, just, I got to go to the post office still again today. I'm going to have to, I got one more package. I got to package up. Package up. And then it's the weekend. Fucking made it to the weekend. There's some sales this weekend. I went to a sale today. And I really am kind of not regretting going. It was just kind of a ride. I could have got more stuff done. But the lady put like that she had records in the ad. And so I've been on kind of a record kick lately now that I kind of so know how I can sell them quickly. You know what I mean? I look for like the cheaper price point. And so she sent me pictures of some of the records she had. And I was like, all right, that looks like something I'd be interested in. So I drove there. Because she said she had a lot more, and she didn't. She had like fucking 15 more than what she showed in the picture. And so I got a few records. I should have just made an offer on all of them, but it wasn't anything. It was stuff that I actually looked up after, and I was like, I could have fucking sold this shit. But I was already driving home, and I was like, you know, over it. But I got some CDs. Nothing I'm going to sell right away, just because typically with CDs, I'll just wait until I have enough to do a big lot. And so I just did put a big lot. Oh, shit. My fucking phone's going off. Hold on. That's my... I'm making... I don't even know what it is. It's like a pot roast maybe or something. But I just basically am... I started cooking it at like... I don't even know what time. I started cooking it at 9 a.m. something like that. Or 10 a.m. 11 a.m. I don't remember. 11 a.m. probably closer to 11. And so basically, yeah, slow cooking. We're going to have our neighbors over so our kids can play. We always try to go to restaurants on Fridays, and it's always a shit show. The kids are always, like, too tired or, you know, my oldest daughter is in school until, like, whenever I decide to go get her. So I'll probably go get her soon just so she can chill here for a little bit without, you know, without the other kids being here. And, yeah. So, hold on. Sorry, I just got distracted. I started looking at the stuff my kid's doing at school. So, yeah, I got to go get a new lawnmower. There's a few sales tomorrow. It's crazy the difference in sales from just the West Coast to the East Coast. Like, man, it was like, there were so many sales, I was like, I was overwhelmed. And out here, I'm like, all right, well, there's got to be at least one somewhere. So you typically Friday, there's at least a couple more that get added. So I'm hoping that there'll be some decent sales tomorrow. There's a couple sales, I'm not going to lie. There's like a couple. And I don't have the kids tomorrow. Not that I don't have the kids, but my wife's off. So those days I can kind of drive a little bit further if I need to. So we'll find the best sale, get there early and get the best stuff and then go on from there. That's always the plan. We'll see if it happens. But I'm just waiting for it to be full-blown yard sale season now. I got like a taste when I was out there. So I'm hoping to get some good stuff. But yeah, I like the model that we've been doing lately. Like, sell big shit on Facebook and Craigslist. And then just because the eBay, you know what I mean? I'm over eBay's bullshit. And now they just, I didn't even talk about this. They've got that whole, like, the whole new policy change that they just made with shipping where they're going to show customers your discounts. And that's my understanding of it. It's like, it's going to show, so the price that we pay as eBay sellers, it's going to show those customers that price. So they get the discounted price that your disc, so you're passing your discount onto the customers. But those discounts, and they're like, oh, well, then you can add a handling fee. So it's like, so why change anything? You know what I mean? Other than like, it's going to screw people over who don't know. And they're going to like massively underestimate how much they're going to have to sell their shit for. And yeah, because I that shit pays for your shipping, your handling, your time, your packing materials. So the fact that they're just okay to get rid of that shit, and they're not even gonna like help with fees or anything like that, you still have to pay the same amount. They're not like, oh, you're gonna pay less for your store or less for any of this shit. So I've just kind of, and then they took something down that I just posted the other day. It was like a cap gun because it doesn't have the permanent orange thing. So it's like, all right, dude, I'm fucking, so I'm just more so like, I'll post shit on eBay. I'm not going to rush to post shit on eBay all the time. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit there and kill myself listing 10 to 15 things a day because the money's still coming in on eBay. But now I just am focusing on bigger shit that's more expensive and putting that on Facebook and Craigslist. And then I don't have to really deal with, you know, the eBay stuff is just like, I'll go to the post office a few times a week. But I'm tired of putting so much energy into eBay and they just keep fucking making it harder to sell and easier for like people to just, you know, be a buyer on the platform. So we'll see. I know I'm just bitching. I've not, you know, my eBay has been fine. If I listed more, I would sell more, but I didn't get a ton of stuff listed on the flight. I was so tired. I can't list when I'm tired. I will fall asleep. But, yeah, I'm hoping that there's some sales that pop up this weekend. I really am. Like, I'm always, you know, the sales that I always find that nobody else sees, it's never like, it sounds appealing, and then you get there and you're like, fuck, this sale sucks. Like, that's how it was today. I was like, oh, the sale's gonna be good. Lady said she has a bunch more records, and then of course this fucking lying bitch does not. She did not have more records. So, it is what it is. But, you know, it's getting closer. It's getting closer to full-time. I know I was just saying that the other day. I'm like, oh, it's yard sale season officially. But now it's like, it's fucking cold today. Potential rain. Let me see. Potential rain tomorrow. Oh, now I have to shit. I think my kid went back to sleep. That's sweet. Yeah, Saturday is now 80% chance of rain. Like, come the fuck on with this shit. 80% chance of rain. The only thing I do like about the fact that it rains on Saturday is because on Sundays, it's on that Sunday, it's going to be like that less people go out to sales. There's like less competition at certain sales. You know what I mean? Anytime they get the rained out. So I missed a big one last week. It was like a big community-wide sale at a condo. I think I talked about it before we went. So I'll have to find out how that went. I don't know if anybody I know went to that. But yeah, that one's always kind of hit or miss for me. Sometimes I get shit. A lot of times people are charging more money than it's worth. But I'm really, really just, you know, I'm really, like, I like the new format of the way we're doing the business. And I'm hoping to get my wife more involved. So you know, so we can start building and building and building and building and building. So, yeah, it's been a long week. And it's the weekend now. 420. When back in the day, when 420, I used to have a party every 420. And I'm trying to think if it was in high school. I think it was after high school. I think I started smoking weed after high school. It's like one of those people that didn't smoke weed in high school but then started. I definitely was drinking. I don't remember. I started drinking at a young age. And yeah. So like by the time I was in my partying age, I was like, eh. And so yeah, every Saturday, every 420, we would have these like cookouts. It used to be warm enough most of the time. And so everybody would come over and I would make these things called firecrackers. And we'd get fucked up. They were like just peanut butter crackers with weed in them. But you didn't have to do all the shit, the extra shit. You'd have to like make the oil or the butter or whatever. You just basically baked the weed in the oven first on a low temperature. And then once it was ready, you basically like crumpled it into onto like a peanut butter cracker. And then you would like wrap those up in foil and then put them shits in the oven for, I don't know, however long. And I think 20 minutes or something. And then boom, they were good. It tasted kind of nasty because you're eating like essentially like burnt peanut butter. It still got a little, not burnt, but like it just kind of tasted burnt because you're eating crispy weed mixed in with, you know, whatever. So you just chomp those down. But those things, man, one of those things will get you fucking on a rocket ship. So that's what we would used to do every 420. So maybe I'll get some actual weed and make some firecrackers tomorrow when I get back from the yard sale. If there are any, because fucking 80% chance of rain again. The other reason I keep seeing it is because I'll see an ad for a yard sale or an estate sale, and it'll say like some shit like, you know, sale changed because of the rain. I'm like, what the fuck? What rain? And then I look and I'm like, oh, fuck, now it's raining. So I don't know. But who has more of a reason to think that, like, you know, somebody controls the weather than resellers, huh? If there's an industry to kill reselling, it's the weather industry, because every goddamn Saturday it's been raining from like last year on. Every fucking Saturday, yard sale season. People are going to have to start doing yard sales on like Fridays. But maybe that just means like there'll be epic yard sales on the days that they actually are nice. So who knows? I'm hoping that it's not as bad as last year. Every weekend. Every fucking weekend with the rain. So we shall see. So yeah, I know I say this at the beginning sometimes. I forgot to say it this time, but if you enjoy the show, subscribe, tell your friends, you know, follow Pothead Picker on Instagram. Eventually I'll get more active on there, but, yeah, say what's up. Hope you have a good weekend of picking, and, shit, I just lost my train of thought. I was going to say a good weekend of picking, and I don't know, hopefully you find some good shit, you know, hopefully you catch somebody slipping. All right, I think that's the end of the podcast. Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you. Ah, shit, there's still 30 seconds left till it's 1 hour. I was trying to, like, do the slow goodbye. Slow. Oh, real quick, I'll say this. I started going through my kids' books. Oh, man, that was, like, there were so many fucking books everywhere. Just piles and piles of books. There were so many duplicate books. I was like, all right, this has got us. So I separated them. I took all the ones that are like fucking broken, duplicates. I'll put those in a, threw the broken ones away, put the duplicates and all the other bullshit they don't use in a pile. And then separated like the holiday ones to go up into the attic. And yeah, there's so much less clutter. I just left one little like library of books. And I was like, this is where you guys get your books from now on. You don't get them anywhere else. And so then we have a little bin of books that we rotate, and that's hidden behind some stuff. So then we put those fucking psh, psh, psh. So anyway, that's, you know, I just have been in the mood to spring clean this last week. So that's the podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you again next time.